Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlin. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Power reaches second base with a double. Green moves to third. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals misplays the ball. That's an error on Virals. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is hit by the pitch. Hershberger moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals misplays the ball. That's an error on Virals. Hershberger moves to third. Fox moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is hit by the pitch. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball towards left. Hall catches it and throws to first to double up Ward. Two outs. Frank Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Nicholson reaches third base with a triple. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Twins. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen misplays the ball. That's an error on Allen. Ward moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to third for the out. Carrion moves to second. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field. Hall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hall. Carrion scores. Bauman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 3, White Sox, 3. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall throws the ball into Rollins, who relays the ball to Allen, who tags Fox trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bauman scores. Hershberger goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon pinch hits for Jim Cott. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Jack Kralik pinch runs for Jim Lemon. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kralik moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Kralik moves to third. Green moves to second. Dom Zanni now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allison hits a line drive towards first. Cunningham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Lasher now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Batty moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty scores. Rollins moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Don Mincher pinch hits for Fred Lasher. Gary Peters now pitching. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Don Mincher. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Cam Carrion. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. Peters moves to second. One out. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roggenberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-4, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Cunningham scores. It's 10-4, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Power moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive towards third. Rollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing right field. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rollins strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Banks pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green is hit by the pitch. Verhals moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Power takes first base on ball 4. Verhals moves to third. Green moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Allison moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-4 in the game. Allen is hit by the pitch. Allison moves to third. Batty moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allison scores. Batty moves to third. Allen moves to second. It's 10-5, White Sox. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Ratliff pinch hits for Lee Stang. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. Allen scores. Rollins moves to third. It's 10-7, White Sox. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.